Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. The podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads. And if you're here, it means you're done settling for watered-down, sugar-coated version of self-care. You want the truth. Today, we're diving deep into what I call the self-love tea. And trust me, this isn't about scented candles and sipping wine. This is about actionable, sometimes painful commitments to yourself. Let's get into it. This episode is about coming home to yourself. Let's just face it. We live in a world that moves fast, sometimes a little too fast, between our daily responsibilities and life expectations and our endless to-do list and being accountable for so many different things. It's easy to forget the most important relationship we'll ever have, and that's the one with ourselves. We pour our energy into others, we chase our goals, and we try to meet the standards that were never ours to begin with, all while we're quietly neglecting the heart, the mind, and the body that carries us through all of this. So we have to understand self-love and self-care, they are not little luxuries. They are our lifelines. They are not selfish indulgence, but they are sacred necessities. Like, I have to have my self-care rituals, you know. They are how we return home to ourselves again and again and again. And let's face it, if you don't look out for yourself and if you don't create that, you know, peace and balance and genuine joy from within, who's going to do it, you know? So know that, you know, this episode is not about quick fixes or trends. It's about having the timeless acts of devotion to your own well-being. Each day, each act rooted in compassion, mindfulness, and authenticity, and just reflections on gentle encouragement all along the way. So on this episode today, you're going to learn how to listen to your inner voice, set boundaries without guilt, nourish your body with kindness, and reconnect with your purpose. And you'll discover that level of self-love is not about perfection. It's actually about being present, present in the moment. It's about learning to meet yourself exactly where you are and saying, I am enough just as I am. So I want you to truly embark on this journey of self-love and self-care, and let this be your permission slip to slow down, to soften, to remember that you deserve that same tenderness, patience, and care you so freely give to others without permission. So because when you truly love yourself fully, you don't just heal, you shine brighter than a diamond. And in doing so, you give others permission to love you in the same manner. And that's a lot of self-love and self-care, because I'm really giving myself a lot of self-love. So remember, we teach others how to love us, how to treat us. But first, we must love and treat ourselves very well first. Now, let's step it up a notch and get into the raw truth about self-love. I just want to be blunt. Most people have their self-love tank on E, but why is that? I am going to tell you. It's because we confuse self-love with self-indulgence. Self-indulgence is a reward for something you didn't do. I deserve this binge because I was stressed. That's like a perfect example. But self-love is the daily, sometimes boring discipline you impose on yourself because you respect your future self. Self-love isn't always easy. Sometimes it's about being the toughest coach you've ever had. So I want to get into the three pillars of actionable self-love, and this truly help you turn up the volume on you and your self-love and self-care. So we need to focus on these three areas where most people let themselves down, and that is the boundary firewall. This one is critical. This is the non-negotiable first step. Let's talk about what makes self-love impossible. impossible. Self-love itself is impossible if you allow people, commitments, or noise to constantly drain you. You know, the permission slip. You don't need anyone's permission to protect your peace. If a request feels heavy, your answer immediately should be no, or at least let me check my schedule and get back to you. Don't commit on the spot. Don't offer yourself up. Always understand if you're overbooked, if you're overwhelmed, the last thing you need to take on is someone else's baggage. And you have to actually recognize how to get your peace level balanced. Look around your circle. Who do you feel obligated to impress? Who leaves you feeling drained instead of energized? Take a moment to reflect on that. Now, self-love means cutting dead weight. It might sting short term, but long term, that space you create when you cut that dead weight, when you eliminate that person or that thing, and you know, you create it with your own energy. You have to fill up that space with something positive energy. You know, that's very critical. And we talked about this in our last podcast episode, rebuking negative energy. So if you need to cut out some things that's draining your peace instead of keeping you energized, know that self-love, that's the main thing that's gonna, you know, encourage you to cut that dead weight. And know that once you get rid of that dead weight and you fill it up with so much positive energy, you'll see things like shift, and you'll see that you have so much positivity and so much good things coming your way because you eliminated the dead weight. And also, you have to honor your mind, body, and spirit. Your body is so critical. Your mind is not a trash can. They are the only vehicles you get for this entire journey in life. So if you're treating them poorly, it is the ultimate form of self-rejection. So we have to really step up our game when it comes to self-care. And that's the non-negotiable care. And think of it this way. What is the one thing you consistently skip that you know makes you feel better? Is it sleep? Is it water? Is it moving your body for 20 minutes? This isn't a nice to have. It's a mandatory minimum requirement for functioning like the capable person you claim to be. Do the unsexy thing first, okay? And no, one of the biggest things for self-care and self-love is to silence the inner critic. That inner voice telling you that you're not smart enough, thin enough, or productive enough. Because guess what? It's lying to you. When it speaks up, counter it immediately with evidence. Instead of agreeing, yeah, I suck at that, interrupt the pattern. Say things like, that is a limiting thought. I choose to focus on what I can control right now. We have to speak those positive words to ourselves no matter what. And invest in yourself. You value your time when it comes to earning money, but do you value your time when it comes to growing? Self-love means investing in the internal version that makes you unstoppable. So scale up your zone out. Are you spending hours just on the web where you could be learning a skill that actually moves the needle for your purpose? Time is your currency. Time is your money. I always say this. I don't waste my time on people, and they think I'm short. They think I'm stuck up, but my time is my currency. So I spend it wisely, especially in my personal life. Don't even try it. Spend it on things that compound, whether that's a new course, reading a challenging book, or mastering a craft. You have to be careful and be very specific with your time and how you're managing it. Because the way you manage your time can tell us things like how you manage your money. So you have to keep that, you know, under control. And define your own success, what that looks like for you personally. And just stop measuring your self-worth by external validation, like likes on social media, promotions, or other people's timeline. Your worth is internal. The only success measure that matters is this, Am I living in alignment with the values I claim to hold? If you value creativity, are you being creative enough? If you value connection, are you really connecting? That's your scorecard. The bottom line is self-love is not a destination. It's a daily conscious course corrections. It means sometimes you have to say no to others so that you can finally say yes to yourself. It means choosing the hard right over the easy wrong. It's time to stop treating yourself like an afterthought. You are the priority, so keep that in mind. And it starts with your daily rituals. How are you starting your day off? How are you pouring into yourself? Are you giving yourself a special day to just care for yourself? It's more than bubble baths, of course, but are you taking that necessary time to pour into yourself, indulge with that self-love and self-care commitment and routine? That's a big thing. I start my day off with positive affirmations. I don't have, you know, any social influence. I just kind of pour into myself, manifest what the day will be, and just speaking that positive affirmation, self-love, self-care to myself. And then I have to have my matcha, and it's the best thing in the morning. It helps me stay focused and calm and balanced, especially with my commute into the busy city like New York. I absolutely love the Mantra Matcha. It gives me so much good energy. It makes me feel stronger and just sharper mind with my focus, balanced mood, glowing skin, and just being steady and consistent. My days are super long. So yeah, head over to mantramatcha.com. And they are one of our sponsors. So great news. We do get an exclusive discount there. You just enter RR Relevant 2025 and get your savings. Like, it's my ultimate go-to for my daily ritual. That's my way of starting my day off with that boost and just catering to myself and that self-love and self-care. And of course, you know, I'm big on spa days. I love spas, but that's my way to daily just kind of pour into myself, making sure I'm feeling balanced on top of my energy and that it's consistent. It's not like coffee where sometimes you crash out at the end of the day. Nope, it's consistent. I'm consistently balanced and have that focus level of energy so that I can accomplish so much throughout the day. So that's Mantra Matcha. Go ahead and get that for your daily rituals and show yourself that level of self-love, self-care. I can't start my day without it. I'll post a link in the description for my listeners so you all can indulge into that matcha as well and have a balanced day. But seriously, self-love, it's not just bubble baths and face masks, though they are nice. Self-love is really the ruthless commitment to your own well-being. It's choosing action that your future self will thank you for. You know, the raw truth is you can't think your way into self-love. You have to act your way into it. Your body, your mind, and your schedule are screaming for better treatment. And the audit is, look at your closest relationships. Do they lift you up or do they feel drained after you interact with them? You know those people in your life that may be so toxic and so draining. Self-love means pruning the connections that deplete you. So that's not selfish. That's a necessary maintenance. So understand your no muscles. Start flexing your right to say no. Saying no to something you just dread doing, that means saying yes to your peace, yes to your time, and yes to your energy. So practice saying, I can't commit to that right now, and stop offering explanations. Your schedule is yours. Invest in the unsexy. Invest in good sleep. Invest in drinking water. Invest in moving your body even when you don't feel like it. These foundational acts are the ones that, you know, they don't get the likes on social media, but they are your deepest expressions of self-love, self-care, and self-respect. So we have to do this to stay balanced, stay focused, and to stay on top of our game and step up our level of self-care and self-love rituals and routines. So kudos to you. You've journeyed through the powerful acts of self-love and self-care. And know it's all about connecting with your truest self. So you've learned to nourish your body, quiet your mind, speak gently to your heart, and honor your own needs without guilt. So that's where it's all about, and practicing the art of letting go of what no longer serves you, embracing stillness, celebrating your growth, and living with authenticity. So these are all permanent ways to really step up your self-love and self-care, levels. So you'll have to do this over and over and, you know, feel balanced, feel confident, feel centered, and know what it means to have that level of commitment to yourself with grace, with compassion, to have the ultimate joy in life. And it means you can find softness even in the middle of chaos, because you've learned that love begins within, and the journey of self-care and self-love is not linear. You'll grow, you'll stumble, you'll reset, and you'll rise again. But with each act of care, each gentle boundary, each moment of presence, you'll strengthen your foundation beneath you. And that's really your ultimate truth, that you are worthy of love, worthy of peace, enjoy, and exactly as you are. So let this sink in. Make a promise to yourself to keep choosing yourself every single day. Keep nourishing your mind, your body, and your soul. And keep celebrating you and forgiving yourself for your small missteps. And keep creating that space for joy, rest, and connection, because the most beautiful act of self-love is not something you do once, it's how you live. You are your own safe haven, and you are your home, and you are more than enough. You always have been, and you always will be. So please recognize how far you come, celebrate your victories, and cultivate your self-pride without ego, and just creating those rituals to celebrate you and being authentic, aligning your actions with your values, and letting go of the need of comparison and validation. That's the worst thing you can do, is just constantly compare yourself and your worth to others. What others do doesn't really matter to you. You're your own person. So know how to look inward, to show yourself that self-love and lifelong practice. It's not a destination. And the daily choices that you do have and create, that creates lasting transformation. So I encourage you to keep showing up for yourself, one act at a time, and have those level of affirmations. Tell yourself, I am my own home. I got this. I'm capable of doing extraordinary things. Speak that positivity into your life and know that, you know, it's okay to block out time and self-care for yourself. That's the best thing that you can do, because if you don't do it for you, who will? And that's the art of living as your truest, most peaceful self. Self-love and self-care is all about reclaiming your power and joy. So take today to reconnect with passions and creativity, and understand the link between joy and authenticity. Enjoy the day. Make time for what makes you feel alive deep within your soul, and rediscovering play, laughter, and being curious. That will really help you step up and reclaim your power and joy, and surround yourself with love and support. Build healthy, uplifting connections that uplift you and not drain you. And know that if you do have connections that are toxic relationships, it's time to release them gracefully, and know the role of community in healing and learning to ask for help and receive love. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember that self-love and self-care is the highest form of love that you can show yourself through the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's about being centered, balanced, and grounded, and giving yourself the proper care so that you can be balanced, whole, and complete to tackle anything that comes your way in life. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.